Good afternoon. A wave of low pressure pushing through the region will continue to produce a cold rain across most of interior New York and New England, with pockets of sleet, perhaps some freezing rain, and even some wet snowflakes by the end of the day and into the evening hours. Temperatures will hold in the upper 30s to around 40, then begin to slide. A continuation of scattered rain showers overnight tonight, and still some areas where we see sleet, freezing rain, or wet snowflakes as lows drop into the lower 30s. Tomorrow, a warm front will approach from the south. We'll remain on the cooler side of the front with highs in the mid-40s, with increasing chances for showers, especially later in the afternoon. That warm front will pass by overnight Thursday night and into Friday morning with a few scattered showers, and will break out into a little bit of sunshine Friday afternoon, which will help push temperatures into the lower 60s. At this point, a cold front will approach from the west, producing more showers and perhaps some thunderstorms late afternoon Friday into Friday evening, and this will eventually bring a change to our weather pattern toward drier air. This will occur in time for the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be breezy and a bit cooler for Saturday, but still nice in the mid-50s and middle and upper 50s with high pressure and control, producing plenty of sunshine on Sunday. The trend will be toward even milder air early next week, with highs on Monday and Tuesday into the middle 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from a portion of Oklahoma through southeastern Kansas, Missouri, into western Illinois. Partially modified Gulf air is in place over the southern plains, and low-level dew points are in the mid-60s, and this should characterize much of the warm sector during the afternoon. Weather balloons indicate a dry layer has already moved in above much of this region, and daytime warming should produce moderate to high levels of instability. Deep layer shear will also strengthen with the approach of a mid-level jet streak, supportive of supercells capable of producing very large hail. The threat for tornadoes, and a couple of them could be strong, will also increase by late afternoon and into the early evening hours. And critical fire weather conditions continue with that very dry air mass across much of the southwest. Temperatures forecast again to warm into the 80s and 90s with wind gusts near 40 miles per hour and relative humidity levels in the single digits. Rapid growth and spread is likely with any fires that start or with the already ongoing fire. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Hollis, Oklahoma, to a low of 5 at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain in the lower 40s, Boston cloudy with rain in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, showers with highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high 88 set in 1929, and the record low 19 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:26 a.m., sunset this evening 7:29 p.m., 13 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain or snow showers today, also pockets of freezing rain or sleet, and highs in the mid to upper 30s. More mixed precipitation tonight with lows around 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. More clouds and rain tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and pockets of freezing rain or sleet today, highs in the upper 30s. More rain and mixed precipitation tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and pockets of freezing rain or sleet today, and highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. More rain and mixed precipitation tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain and pockets of freezing rain or sleet today, and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. More rain and mixed precipitation tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy with rain showers, especially in the evening. in the mid-40s, mostly cloudy. Showers, possibly a thunderstorm late in the day, into the lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy on Saturday, mid-50s. Upper 50s to around 60 with mostly sunny skies Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds Monday with highs into the lower and middle 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.